their birthday. We are talking about Simon of Cyrene, the man who helped carry the cross for Jesus. What should we take away from the story of Jesus and Simon? Well, as we read that account today, we see a man who was quite literally thrust into the very heart of the gospel story. It must have been a frightening moment to be pulled from the crowd by Roman soldiers and told to bear the cross of a condemned man. Simon felt the weight of that cross on his back and walked away with the blood of Christ on him. That blood would shortly fulfill all prophecy and take away the sin of the world. That cross and that blood carried a weight and a significance Simon could never carry on his own. When Jesus took that cross back and gave his life on it, Jesus carried the weight of all of our sins. It's unlikely that Simon ever imagined that his forced act of service would be discussed and admired here over 2,000 years later. His actions seemed to mirror the words Jesus had spoken to his disciples in Matthew 16:24, when he said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." In the same way, we are all called to change directions and take up our cross and follow Jesus. We may never know what impact our daily service will have on others. Perhaps it's an impact beyond our own time. Yet, we can be assured that our actions in following Christ will most certainly have an impact and give life and meaning to those around us, just like Simon of Cyrene's actions did over 2,000 years ago. Amen? Thank you, Jason Sorosky, for writing this article. It's been a pleasure bringing it to you. I learned something, and I hope that you did as well. Hey, listen, we got to get out of here. But before we go, we remind you, there are two kind of people in the world, those that think they can and those that think they can't. And you know what? They're both right. Now, which one of them are you? Make sure you keep the dream alive. Keep praying, keep positive, and keep the peace. And above all, stay unstoppable. Now, if you're a go-getter, well, keep going to get it. You may not get it all in one day, but one day you will get it all. I'm looking forward to having a great weekend of worship and praise, and I hope that you have a great weekend. And let's get back together on Monday following On Point Talk with Carlette and David Christmas, shall we? Good. It's a date. Hey, listen, until we meet again, love yourself, love each other, and enjoy your life.
KAYTKQJO.
Father, we lift our hands to you. We lift our lives to you. And we want you to invade our space. Take over the night. Let's raise it up.
Say you are
one desire. Hey, and only you can satisfy. Only you can satisfy. Now somebody all over the room, just lift up your hands and open up your mouths and begin to tell your Father that you can fill this place, that you can take over this heart and this mind. We surrender to you. Let's lift that one more time, everybody. Say you are one desire. Say thirsty for you. This is our prayer, God. Come on, tell them it's real simple. You are one desire. Hey.
Yes, Lord. Only you can satisfy. Come on, let's lift it up one more time. Say you are you. Hey, one desire. Yeah. Say, thirsty. This is a heart's cry. Yeah. Come on, say you. Come on, I tell you. One more time, real strong. I just want you to open up your mouths and begin to surrender to your Father as you let Him in the room. I said, let Him in the room. I said, let Him in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, all we gates, and be lifted up, the everlasting God. And let the King of glory come in.
I pray that you are enjoying a wonderful resurrection weekend. And when the Wade Hampton Show returns on Monday, we're going to talk about the significance of 1 Corinthians 13:5, where love keeps no record of wrong. What does it really mean? And we'll have Bible study on the radio when we play Bible Jeopardy on Monday. And we'll continue to bring you the biggest hits on the best gospel show on the radio. And take us wherever you go by logging on to www.kaytfm.com or Facebook, The Wade Hampton Show, at 9 a.m. Central weekdays, right here on KAYT KQJOFM.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Let's go. I don't know what you're going through, but we stopped by to tell you. What's in front of you is bigger than what's behind you. Your destiny, your promise, your future. You might as well shout before you get it. Because God sent me here to tell you that what He has for you is gonna be big.
I believe
that it's my season.
That it's my season.
You ought to declare that over your own life. Say, I believe.
I believe
that it's my time.
That it's my time.
It's my time.
It's my time.
And I can feel it.
I can feel it.
Say breakthroughs in the room.
Breakthroughs in the room.
It's yours if you want it. Anticipating.
Anticipating.
God's getting ready to move.
God's getting ready to move.
Listen, you ought to declare this over your own life. Say it.
For I know
God,
my God,
He's working.
He's working
a miracle.
Yeah.